Messi Anko, Breaking Major League en la ciudad del sol. Here in Miami, we know who's el campeón. Leo my team, yeah. Suárez on the field, always wearing day team. Con mis fechas un win, the trio Fabi singing muchachos. Las familias se escuchan los barrios. Esta camiseta pinky la llevan todos los guachos. Los rookies quedan sin comentarios. Messi ambetea, tiki-taki gol. El estadio Chase bañado en lloro y sudor. Aquí se ama y se respeta el balón. Florida es tu casa, acostúmbrate al calor. Estate listo pa' Messi Anko. Estate listo pa' Messi Anko.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Messi & Co. I'm Ashley, here as always with my incredible co-hosts, Gian and Matt, recording on, what is it, Monday? That is the new Friday.
Monday's the new Fridays, guys.
Yep, back in the swing of things. I know we had personally some travel and some things that we were all doing, but we're back now, and we have a big stretch of Inter-Miami matches coming up. That's going to be super exciting. Lots to talk about. I think I'm going to start with the Club World Cup, which is that obviously last week Inter-Miami were beaten by PSG 4-0 to exit the round of 16. And so the question is asked, you know, like overall for the tournament, what do we think of it? You know, was it a success for Inter-Miami? Was it okay for Inter-Miami? Was it a failure? Do we think it's going to impact positively or negatively moving forward? I have an answer for this, but if someone else wants to go first, then we can, you know, totally discuss.
Well, I think that we missed a really important thing here is we're all wearing glasses for the first time. I feel like
I was just gonna mention
it. You know what? I noticed that too.
I thought I was going crazy.
Sorry, right? I was going right into the hard stuff.
Yeah, no, like we're missing out on the big changes here.
The big picture, yeah.
Big picture is that I'm old and I have to wear glasses now sometimes. So
I think Miami did a really good job in the Club World Cup. I think they exceeded expectations. A lot of us just wanted to see this team at least look competitive after having a really tough stretch in league play, then having pretty good three games where, you know, they tied against, I think it was LA, if I'm not mistaken. And then they came and won two games going into the Club World Cup. So we just kind of wanted to see that them build off of that momentum and look good. I didn't, you know, obviously we root for this team, but at macro picture, I didn't really care if they won. I just wanted them to look good and really use this as a moment to continue to gel, continue to build on what they were doing towards before the break. And I think they did a great job. They beat the Giants from, you know, the African Giants from Egypt. Like, that was insane. I don't think anybody expected that. Then they played very well against Porto. People were saying that Samu was gonna, you know, obviously run over all our defenders and just leave them in shambles, and they actually did a decent job, I think, against that team. And then against Palmeiras, they were 10 minutes away from winning that game. They were up 2-0 minute 80, I think it is, and yeah, they were about to top the group. So all of that, nobody thought that would happen. Like, that was just insane. So I think that was a really good moment for Inter Miami. Obviously, they it looks, you know, we'll talk about the game that we just had in season play, but it looks like they've continued to build off of that. They're excited. The team looks excited. Messi has looked great. Mascherano seems to have figured some things out. So I'm just happy overall with what happened and how they showed out. And they were one of how many teams in MLS that came out of the group stage? Just them and
one.
Them,
just them. Right? I mean, we were the only MLS team that got a win.
Yeah, so they showed out
against the European competition and ever.
That's great. And if I can just add one little thing here too, I think it's also a sign, and I hopefully MLS takes it this way, is look, with you restraining this Inter Miami team and other teams in the league, like, I think this is really shows you that if you can unhandcuff them financially and allow them to spend more, they can probably go farther in this team, in this tournament. The space between the top European teams and some of these other teams, South American and in Inter Miami, isn't as big as maybe a lot of people thought.
I couldn't agree with you more. And just to to side comment on that last thing that you said about uncapping or unhandcuffing MLS teams, like besides Inter Miami, like competing extremely, extremely well in this competition, we have to look at like Seattle Sounders. They only lost, I think it was 2-0 to PSG. So it's like, it wasn't even like a big margin. They were trying to give a good game. So it's like MLS teams can compete, at least in this tournament style level, against these European teams. So we can definitely unlock this league's, you know, full potential if maybe, you know, a lot of changes were to be made, and this tournament definitely proved that. But with Inter Miami, like, I thought this was this competition was a win. A lot of people is not going to see it that way because of how we crashed out or how we got quote unquote embarrassed. But no, I personally don't see it that way. Getting a win, being the only MLS team in FIFA competition, like in any FIFA competition ever in history, is like a massive accomplishment for an MLS team. For us to get out the group stage, which nobody thought we would ever do, is an achievement in its own. Everybody thought we were going to finish dead last, that we were going to get out. I didn't think we were going to get through to the next round. I didn't think we were going to beat Porto too. Like, nobody, yeah. I didn't think we were going to beat Porto. I didn't think we were going to almost beat Palmeiras 2-0. Everybody thought we were going to lose against Al Ahly. Nobody thought anything of this. And then as soon as we get into the round 16 and we lose to PSG, everybody's like, oh my God, what a failure. What an embarrassment. What a disappointment. It's like, that is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of this team, of how we played. We got to see Messi completely, you know, embarrass certain PSG players in that game and certain other players and other for the other guys as well, the other teams. We saw a good tournament, I thought, from Luis Suarez. We saw tournaments from other players as well, and we need to be proud of this team, and I don't think I can emphasize that enough. I'm proud of this team. I'm glad that we got out of, or I'm glad of this Club World Cup run, and I'm excited for the future of not just Inter Miami but for MLS.
Said very well. I would also say, you know, PSG beat Inter Milan in the Champions League final 5-0. So a little bit of perspective of just how good this
we're PSG better than Milan, is. Dude. We're better,
and
than
that's Milan. You know, like a $300 million salary difference. I think we all feel the same, and Inter Miami fans really should too, because one, we looked a lot better on the world stage than I think we thought. Two, Messi is playing out of his mind right now, with a lot of energy and a lot of team spirit. And we're going to talk about it toward the end of the episode. What does that mean for the future of him and for the future of the club? But he's playing with, I don't want to, maybe not a chip on his shoulder, but he's playing with energy and swag and everything you want to see. Luis Suarez, too, gotten a phenomenal goal and, you know, gave maybe himself a little bit of confidence, too. And then the club made $21 million off of this tournament, which is huge, especially if, you know, again, to put a little peek behind the curtains, someone like Rodrigo de Paul maybe becomes more of a possibility. And the idea that this team can grow and attract more players, more fans, more excitement is what we want to see. So overall, from an Inter Miami perspective, I think, you know, it was a really fun group stage. It was really fun to see the team put in so much effort every single game, playing for each other, playing for the coach. And what it shows me is, you know, the world is our oyster. Like, there is no reason why we can't end up with 3 more trophies before this season's out. You know, one of them being the Supporters Shield, but you could Leagues Cup. Why can't we win that? MLS, why can't we win that? And then, like I said, why can't we be the best in the league? And when we talk about Saturday night's game, I mean, this team, we could have seen a complete shift and just a complete change in the team DNA, and it's all good. It's really, really good thing. So they should be proud. It definitely worked out in our favor.
Yeah, I you know, they have a tough test coming up in season play against some really top teams. And I think that if they can continue this run, continue this momentum, like you said, Ash, there's no reason why they can't win multiple trophies this season. And, you know, despite not necessarily not getting as far into the finals in this tournament or in the Champions Cup, I still think that this, depending on what happens the rest of the season, you can look at this as a positive season, putting everything into context and into play, including coming out of the group stage. Like, it's all kind of falling in line to say we have the potential of, at the end of the season, looking back and say Inter Miami and Mascherano did well by the fans. And so I'm excited. This team is looking good when it counts. Sometimes at the beginning of seasons, when, you know, teams are still starting to figure each other out, they're trying to gel. You have a new coach trying to figure out their players. Things may be a little rocky, but at the end of the day, it's also adding perspective and saying, look, we're still in contention for the league. There's still plenty of games left. Look at the, you know, look at the standings, look at everything that's happened. You're talking about a team that is open to bringing in players that are going to make them better. They're not afraid to spend money. Maybe we didn't get the players that we wanted in the special transfer window for the club, but I don't know what necessarily was going on behind the scenes there, but maybe there were plans for something better. And there's a reason why they didn't bring, you know, maybe they could have hurried up and brought someone in, but you have a guy, as you said, Ash, we'll talk about it later, like Rodrigo de Paul, that maybe wasn't available in that moment and they didn't want to do something that was going to maybe negate their ability to go after a bigger player in the long run. So they're thinking big picture at the end of the day.
100%. And speaking of what happened next, let's talk about Saturday's 4-1 victory over Montreal. First game back in MLS. People weren't sure if Messi was going to even travel for the match. But he did, and thank God he did, because, you know, early it was funny because early minutes miscommunication, he actually was responsible for a Montreal goal with an errant back pass. But
I hadn't seen that, and I don't know ever like
that ever. And he's like, oh, wait, sorry, give me a second, and then it scores, and then he gets assists and two goals, two absolute stunning goals where he basically dribbles through the entire team and just puts on, as Ray Hudson would say, a magisterial performance and reminding us that he's still the best in the world. He's in my starting 11 tomorrow. He just is. I'm sorry. Like, I you know, maybe it's bias. I know it's bias. I'm an Inter Miami fan. I live in South Florida. Tell me right now who is starting over him in right wing. If you have like life on the line, game on the line, who are you starting over him in the world?
Well, I'm not gonna touch. I'll let Matt say that, because
I mean, Alan, I guess Obando. You can play Lamine Yamal, but like, okay, well, if you can Obando. Play Lamine Yamal, you can play Messi, you can play Vinny, and you can play Mbappe all in one at a four. Like, you can do that. Let's say you have Messi as your 10.
I wouldn't even give Messi full credibility on that error that he on the pass. Like, he Aviles or Frankolin should have been, you know, more alert. They should have been like, oh, Messi, that's my bad. I should have gone to the ball quicker. So, you know, I'm not even going to give Messi the full blame on
that. I mean, I kind of agree with that, man. Like, I think that the pass in and of itself wasn't a bad pass. The idea of the pass wasn't a bad pass. This is one of those, it was one of those plays that happens where there's just the communication isn't there, mm-hmm. where the receiving player just didn't read it right for some reason. And I think instead of going more inside to where the ball was going to go, for some reason, read it wrong and went to the right. It wasn't one of those, like, what the hell type of pass was that or anything like that. So
Yeah. It's
just one of those football plays. And it just shows you at the end of the day that it can happen even to the best. And that's something when I'm playing soccer and somebody bitches at me on the field, I'll say, look, even Messi does it. Like, you know,
exactly.
I'll have the video ready on my
great
phone.
Point. Yes. That's a
exactly.
great point.
But yeah, he had a great performance. Fine. You know, I'll give it that probably Lamine Yamal gets the right wing, but I'm still finding a way to get Messi in that starting lineup. All of that to say, he is playing at such a supremely high level. And it's amazing to watch as an Inter Miami fan. I think there were a lot of good parts of that match overall too, right? Outside of Messi magic, you had an assist from Suarez. You saw Tadeo Allende, great play. Telasco Segovia with another golazo. Like, really, he's starting to show some insane technique. I mean, from outside the box finish. And from a defensive standpoint, you're seeing, I think, a good partnership developing between Tomas Aviles and Maxi Falcón, which is probably, I think, initially what the goal was. I know, you know, Noah Allen has been part of that too. But figuring those out is one thing or another. But the defense overall, I think, has been really good. And really, my favorite player this season so far is honestly Maxi Falcón, because he just brings so much to each game, the energy, the spirit, the togetherness. And the team needs it. They need to have that kind of leadership and dog each level. And that's what gets you, as you get towards the end of the seasons, or even in these midseason tournaments, where you see, like, that's where winners come from, right? So what did you guys see at the game besides Messi that you know, kind of gave you good feelings?
If you don't mind, I'm going to go first on this one, because I think this game could have gone one of two ways. Historically speaking, we play bang average or bad against Montreal. Like, we always seem to struggle against them no matter what. And I think out of like 11 times that we've played them before Saturday, I think we've won four, I believe, if I remember that statistic right. But And this could have gone either two ways. This could have been a tired Miami team just getting out of the Club World Cup. You know, everybody's fatigued, everybody's tired. They lost, you know, they're demotivated. Chemistry wouldn't have been there. They had to travel all the way to Canada. Like, there could have been so many negatives going into this game that could have affected the outcome of the game, but instead it went the complete opposite way. We saw everything the Inter Miami, like, everything went right. The team played well, everybody played well. We scored, we've seen prime Messi 2010 against Real Madrid at the Bernabeu semifinals in the Champions League. Like, we saw Luis Suarez getting two assists. Everybody's been hating on Suarez, hating on Messi, saying that they're not showing up, that they're tired, they're old, they should retire. And we saw them play. We saw them play fantastic. And we saw Segovia golazo. We saw Allende. Allende could have been a little more clinical in front of goal, but he still played well. He had like three.
Starting to create more for himself.
Yeah, like he had like three opportunities in front of net that one hit the post, one was saved, one was blocked. Like, he was getting there. He was really, really getting there. And Ustari had a couple of seasons ago. This team is just coming together right now. We got our mojo. We got our mojo back. We got that momentum rolling, and we've definitely taken advantage of it playing against Montreal in Canada. And we got a reward for that with a 4-1 win.
Yeah, I guess I agree with everything you said, Matt. And I think that this team is really just rolling right now, and they looked great. I also just want to add a little bit of level-headedness, I guess, to this, and know that Inter Miami did what they were supposed to do against one of the worst teams in the league, the 15th seeded Montreal in the East, the second most scored on team with 40 goals against. So it was, they did what they were supposed to do. They scored four on them. They absolutely looked unstoppable on offense. Could have scored more. Probably could have been 6-1, 7-1. According to, you know, you highlighted some of those missed opportunities. And I think that's what I love. I love that they handled business and they did what they were supposed to do, especially given what you mentioned, the fact that they could have come in there and been tired and looked off. Mm-hmm. But whatever they're doing to recuperate, whatever the trainers are doing, the nutritionists, you know, they're doing their job. And the players too. The players are doing their job. They're taking this serious, and they looked great against this team. I still want to see, again, putting everything into context, and this is a team that's not necessarily the best. They handled their business, but this doesn't, at least for me, show me like, okay, this team is rocking on all cylinders. They scored four. Allende looked great. Delasco looked great. Messi looks like freaking prime Messi, taking three or four defenders. Like, I'm not there yet because of who the opponent was, but it's definitely a step in the right direction. And I love what I saw from this team. For me, it's just incredible to see that now with these guys pretty much locking in, I think feeding off of everything that they learned, including the experience in the Club World Cup, that they're just playing really well. And I love that you have so many different weapons. You have Telasco Segovia that is clinical from outside the box and is able to shoot like incredible shots, right? So it just adds another
and
dimension.
And giving you that Matias Rojas that we were looking for, right?
That's what you wanted more from him. And I think Telasco's becoming more consistent with that. You have another guy in Tadeo Allende that can not only shoot from outside, but be a guy that runs into space, receives the ball, and uses his speed, right, to be able to create moments of attack. So I think that's just another way to make this team more dynamic on attack. Suarez, while maybe not scoring consistently, is still finding a way to be part of the attack and assisting. And he, look, no matter how old he is or how slow he is, he's always going to garner the attention of the defense. And I think that that's one of the reasons why he's still there, for his leadership and for reasons other than just scoring. He brings other things there. Even though, to me, my opinion, I think it's great to see him scoring and doing these things. I still think I'd love to see him come off the bench, but I can understand why he's on there. I would love to see Orlando or even Fafa play more, you know, than him, but I can see it. And then obviously Messi. I mean, Messi just looks more energized, vitalized, looks locked in, and I'm just happy to, I guess, to have him really looking at the best he has in a long.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time. Like, even we haven't seen these type of runs, right? Like, even last season, like, he was scoring goals and looked great, but him taking 3-4 guys and then scoring, like in those prime Bernabeu.
We haven't seen that yet, unfortunately. We haven't.
So that's insane that he's unlocking that at this moment in time. So I really loved what I saw, and I hope they can continue to build on it.
Yeah, 100%. Well, it'll be interesting because right now, Inter Miami are about to enter a gauntlet of their next 5 MLS matches. Before next Saturday, okay, we play away at New England, who are 11th in the Eastern Conference. We play home versus Nashville on Saturday, which is going to be a big match. They're, I believe, 5th or 4th. We play away at Cincinnati on Wednesday. Then we play home, or we play away again against the New York Red Bulls. Those 4 matches are happening in the next week. So
that's the real test right there.
That's a real test. And then you have Cincinnati again at home end of the month. And then July 30th, you start Leagues Cup. So it's going to be a very, very intense month for this Inter Miami squad, with 5 matches in a row that are going to be against difficult opponents, really difficult opponents, all vying for top places in the Eastern Conference.
Nashville second, Cincinnati first. New York Red Bulls, who we know about them.
It'll be really interesting to see. I mean, that means we're going to be every almost 3 days, 4 days, they're going to be playing. And with that, it makes you wonder, are we going to be seeing any reinforcements coming in for this Inter Miami team? Namely, Argentinian teammate and Atletico Madrid midfield star, Rodrigo De Paul. Now, he's known, he has an interesting relationship with Messi, right? He's been known as Messi's bodyguard, quote unquote, one of his closest friends on the Argentina team and an integral part of the last 3 trophies that they've won. He's been at Atletico Madrid for a while, still fantastic, still a starter. But we've seen significant buzz about this move really recently, only in the last couple of days. And then today you get a tweet from Fabrizio Romano saying, no, these conversations are really happening. And that's to the point we were saying earlier, you know, no, they didn't bring anyone in during that window. They got rid of a lot of space in the beginning of the season. We saw got rid of a lot of players who had high salaries. We knew we were getting some TAM and GAM allocation money available. And so my question for you is, does this mean we're getting another Argentinian star to join this Inter Miami squad? And will it be Rodrigo De Paul? What do you think, Matt? I'll let you go first as our in-house Argentinian.
I think there's nothing to think. Like, it's like, this is fantastic. I genuinely think Well, Rodrigo De Paul says that he really wants to join. Apparently, that's what they're saying. They're saying that Rodrigo De Paul wants to join Inter Miami. He wants to be a part of this project as long as Messi is here, and that he'll renew, which is probably a key, or not probably, it is a key factor in this whole, you know, negotiation. He wants to come, and him coming, El Motorcito, his nickname, the little motor, coming to Inter Miami to improve this team, to improve the midfield, to bring just another level of more competitiveness, dog, of like speed, of technique. Like he's going to bring it all. He is going to bring it all to the MLS, to Inter Miami, and him seeing him partnered up with Messi at the club level is going to be absolutely insane. And they're going to absolutely, Inter Miami are going to absolutely want to dominate this entire league in all competitions and all games that they play. I see this deal happening because of, you know, connections and things like that. And I really hope it does happen because I'm, like I said earlier, I would be first in line to get a Rodrigo De Paul Inter Miami jersey. And you can catch me at any store in South Florida.
And really quick, Gian, before you go, I mean, I'd say I add to it, you know, the AFA, the Argentinian Football Association's headquarters is in Miami. Yeah. There are a lot of, you know, the World Cup is next year, partially in Miami. Messi is here. There's a lot of Argentinian players, a great community. There's a lot of reasons that you can see why this is a good move for Rodrigo De Paul. Like, let's just put it out there. You know, when you talked about their Neymar, or even a Ronaldo for that one day, you know, you talked about it and like, oh, it sounds amazing, da da da. But you thought that that's a lot to do. Rodrigo De Paul, who is still playing at an extremely high level and could be playing in Europe still as a starter for Atletico Madrid, no doubt, makes a lot more sense than others had in the past in terms of bringing that superstar. And it means, to your point, Messi would stay, and it would help. It would bring a lot of excitement, fans, Argentinian supporters to Inter Miami. So I can see it. But good, Gian, what are your thoughts?
Shoot, if you can bring him in, why not? It's really good still. Yeah. I think it means a couple of things for Inter Miami, the whole Rodrigo De Paul thing. I think number one, it's a good sign. This team continues to try, this front office continues to try to figure out ways to make this team better. Number two, they continue to figure out ways to try to keep Messi here longer. Mm-hmm. And we've known that they're bringing in people that he feels comfortable with, that he has previous relationships with, that he likes, that that they share the same culture, all those sorts of things to keep the best player in the world and the best player that Inter Miami has ever seen comfortable and happy. So Rodrigo De Paul, like Matt said, one of his best friends, you know, the motor behind his current team, and probably would be one of the motors here, I think is a prime example of that. Also makes you think, why hasn't Messi signed a contract yet? What is he waiting on? It's not money, because whatever money he wants, they're going to give him. I don't think it's that. There's something that's holding him up, whether it's trying to figure out. I think probably the biggest part is making sure that this team is competitive, because we've seen while we're doing okay, pretty good in MLS, you know, we're not at the top of the standings, but we're also four games. We have four games in hand. But when he looks at internationally and, you know, the Champions Cup and Fútbol Mundial de Clubes, all that, FIFA Mundial de Clubes, I think Messi's still somebody that's very competitive and wants to play not only the best in the league, he wants to win outside championships. So seeing him not having the best team in his eyes and still an opportunity for them to get better, I think that's probably something that's playing into his contract. So if they can promise him Rodrigo De Paul, he's probably thinking like, all right, damn, like that's really going to make this team a lot better. Why? Because Busquets is probably still going to be here if Rodrigo De Paul comes during this transfer window. So you pair him up, and then that's going to move Redondo and probably Yannick Bright, who would be amazing super subs. Imagine coming off of the bench, depending on what situation you want. You want a little bit more offense, you bring in Redondo. You want a bit more stability in the midfield, you bring in Yannick Bright. That just it makes
and
it
you can give Busquets a little bit of rest and rotation too, because yeah, he never gets any rest.
Yeah, as well. So I think that may play into it as well for Messi, and Messi waiting for his contract. But man, what Rodrigo De Paul brings is something that Inter Miami needs a lot of. First of all, on offense, He's someone that gets the ball and is able to push it up front to anybody in a split second. He has that vision, right? Imagine Busquets getting the ball, passes it through Rodrigo de Paul. Rodrigo de Paul gets it with his back against, you know, the defender, turns around, makes a quick right, and puts the pass to a cutting Tadeo Allende or a cutting Suarez. He's able to do that on the ground, but not only on the ground, he's able to jump lines in the air. His long ball and lofted ball is a picture perfect. So I can see that opening the doors for even Suarez. Like Suarez, that a lot of times it's difficult to feed him the ball if it's not in Messi's, you know, feet. You have Rodrigo de Paul that can do that, if not Busquets now. So I think that that's amazing. Then on defense, the guy is another workhorse on defense. He's one of the best in his position to do it right now. So I think that Inter Miami in the midfield, Busquets, that's a bit slower now at this age. You have another guy next to him. Kind of think about, like, on defense, think about like a Yannick Bright, but higher IQ and more experience at this point in his career. That's just like a huge upgrade. So I would love to see it. It'll be interesting to see how they do it. We've been talking about the whole DP thing and all that. And as we were talking about before the episode started, we noticed that it looks like the DP status has been taken off of Busquets online. So it remains to see. Unfortunately, all the obscurity with the league, we never really know what's happening. But if that's the case, and what's online is accurate, then it seems like there is the ability to bring him in as a DP, and that would be huge. I'd like to see what your opinion is. Do you spend $20 million on a box to box midfielder when they're, you know, or do you spend it on a forward? Do you, you know, there's
I would spend $20 million on Rodrigo de Paul. Hell yeah!
I would spend $20 million on Rodrigo de Paul. Yeah.
Even though that is essentially all of our earnings, but
yeah,
100%. But you have to also it's a trickle down effect too, because if you have Rodrigo de Paul and Busquets in your midfield, now I think you'll see Messi dropping back a lot less, which means that's like now you're getting even more offense. Like it's that, you know what I mean? Like you're rebalancing your field. And so when we felt like we were dealing with stagnant issues with the attackers, now you're seeing Segovia and Allende start become more and more confident and creating more chances and goals every day. Suarez now, I mean, the header assist for Messi's first goal is the amount of intelligence it takes to do that. Like the football IQ is insane. And so when you still have Suarez able to do things like that, pretty great. And, you know, like you said, we have Fafa, we have Rodriguez, we have a couple options now, and Rodrigo de Paul can play forward if he has to, we have Segovia, et cetera. I think for so many reasons, it would be a really great move. And again, you know, you never know. But seeing Fabrizio tweet it this morning and it really gaining traction over the last 72 hours shows me that this has actually been something in the works for a while. And you know, early in the season when we were like, oh, wow, we're getting rid of, you know, the Robert Taylors, and we're getting rid of Campana, and we're getting rid of Julian Gressel. We're getting rid of these players and we're moving things around. We knew part of it was going to be hopefully for the Messi extension and the reworking of that and having those talents. But now, starting to be like, oh, you know, it would be a really good player to fit that. It'd be a current Argentinian teammate, someone who is a dog, excellent for the midfield, excellent for the brand, and most importantly, excellent for Messi to want to continue his journey at Inter Miami.
Would he right away become the most extravagant dresser on the team, do you think?
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, 1,000%. I do think so.
I think Inter Miami's like Instagram page is going to significantly uptick because of Rodrigo de Paul's like pre-game attire, warm-up attire. Like it's all going to go. I'm going to take notes. Like I'm going to take 100%. Vivid notes.
I wonder if we'll see that trickle over into any other players. Like, will we see Suarez with like a walking in with like a mesh shirt, like you know, or like a, I don't know. Like,
you never know.
We're going to see the younger guys. That'd be a good problem to have,
right?
I also want to know, I know this is changing a little bit of topic, but you mentioned like the other players that we had, Ashton. I just want to know, why the hell is Obando on this team? Like,
well,
I'm still trying to figure that out. I would love
to see that. We may see in the next four games. To be fair, we may see in the fact that we have five matches in the next 16 days. You may see some.
Yeah, I just want to see more from him. I think
yeah, because there's young there's guy, no way that Suarez is gonna, like, with all due respect.
Yeah,
there's no way that Suarez is gonna be playing game in and game out like for 3 weeks straight, like Sunday or Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday. There's no way. Like, I don't see that happening. Yeah. So it'd be a great opportunity for Obando. It'd be a great opportunity for other players as well. I mean, we got to see freaking Ryan Saylor yesterday for a couple minutes. So true. For the first time, what I feel like in forever.
Rodriguez, I want to see.
We
more
saw Baltasar as well, el fantasma, the ghost.
Yeah,
and that's what I swear. That's what I've been calling. I've been calling him Baltasar el fantasma Rodriguez. And
I love it, but yeah, I mean, so these are good. Good problems and questions that we have. Look, it's going to be a gauntlet the next 3+ weeks. And then we have the League's Cup. The last sort of, I guess, missing piece or the last piece that Inter Miami fans certainly want to see finalized is the Messi extension. There were a few talks and rumors last week about, oh, actually, you may be interested in moving to Saudi Arabia or X, Y, and Z, even back to Europe. But from what we've seen from reporters who are close to him and close to Inter Miami, that it's just not true. The plan is still to renew and finish his career with Inter Miami. There, the details, and I think probably the leverage, to your point, Gian, of wanting to try and get the squad a little bit closer to that level he wants is what's in the wakes. And then, you know, World Cup looming now, where we're less than 365 days from the World Cup. That's what we're going to see. And so I actually think the announcement's going to happen sooner rather than later. And for me personally, I have no doubt that it's going to happen. I mean, it's hard sometimes when you see Cristiano Ronaldo get a $370 million per year contract and you go, oh no. But for what Messi has now in terms of quality of life, closeness to family, friends, community, you know, part of Inter Miami, part of MLS, of Apple TV, part of Adidas, and the World Cup happening in his backyard, right in, you know, close to Argentina, close in South America next year to finalize it. It just seems like where it's going to be his kids all thriving in the academy, etc. You know, the list goes on. All the reasons why you hope and think he's going to stay and finish here.
Yeah, there's a lot more things that are important than money, and clearly Messi prioritizes those things.
He has a lot of it.
He has too much of it. He has way too much of it. But he prioritizes everything. Obviously, he prioritizes some money, but he prioritizes everything else: family, football, environment, and he doesn't need $1 billion contract in Saudi Arabia. He just needs the beach and some mate and facturas
and the fact, you know, that he doesn't get stopped every second of every day. You know, he gets to live a semi-normal life and watch his kids grow in the academy. It's really great to see.
Exactly.
I think he obviously proved that that's what's most important to him. Now he definitely had the ability to go to other teams before he came to Inter Miami to not only earn more money but to be more competitive. So it looks like he chose family over everything. He's already won everything he wanted to win. Obviously, he won everything at the club level. He won everything at the international level. The one that was missing, he finally got, which made it so much easier for him to choose family over anything else at this point. And I don't really see any other reason for that to change right now. Some of the talks have been that
he's building a great legacy here for the community and for the team.
Yeah. Some of the talks have been around the fact that, you know, there is a lull in league play for MLS going into next season or next year, and having the World Cup there. Does he really want to have almost 2 months without having competitive play in the league, where the MLS just stopped during that time? And I think that's where most of that talk comes, that he may want to go play somewhere else temporarily where he can stay competitive and have good football going into that game. And I think for me, knowing Messi and how competitive he is, I don't think he's going into this World Cup saying, hey, I already won the previous World Cup, this is just for fun. I think he wants to win this one as well. So that's maybe the only, and it's not real, I don't have that concern, but that's been voiced as that concern, why the holdup may be there is maybe I want to go and play somewhere for a bit and then come back to Inter Miami after the World Cup. I don't see that being as viable. But other than that, it's, I don't think it's money. Again, I think that the money is there, that they're willing to pay it. For me, it's more of just build a competitive team around me. And he's just taking his time. I'm not necessarily scared about it. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. I'm not scared at all that he's leaving.
I feel the same way. And I mean, also to that point, I understand from like a huge competitive standpoint, like it's no Europe, but the MLS season starts at the end of February. So he's still going to have 3 months of MLS before the World Cup starts.
Yeah.
It's not like it's like 6 months. Like he's going to be playing in 3 months leading up to it.
Yeah, it's towards the end of February. So if you really think about it, he'll have that week in February, then about 4 months heading into, or 3.5 months or so heading into June. So it's, and then he's got some, I mean, it's not, obviously it's friendlies, but he'll have friendlies in January and that sort of thing.
Right.
But I don't see much fire underneath that kind of theory. Yeah. So we'll see. It's imminent soon.
Imminent and exciting. Well, this is a very, very exciting time to be an Inter Miami fan and an MSC fan. We say it a lot, but it's been true. I think the Club World Cup was a really great success for us. Obviously, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Maybe we even wish we could have gone farther than we did, which was already surpassing so many expectations. The team played really well. They represented the city really well. I think it continued. It gave a little bit more of a spark to the Messi and Suarez's. Hopefully, we're going to see maybe an Argentine teammate joining soon, and the team can keep rising. So, the next match is 2 days from today, Wednesday, against New England. And then, like we said, Nashville, Cincinnati, New York, Red Bull, Cincinnati again. A lot of big games, big moments, big news, really exciting time, and we'll be there with you. So let us know in the comments what you think. What's been your favorite Messi moment of the last month? Let's start there. There's been a lot of good ones. Could be the free kick against Porto. It could have been the two insane goals that we saw Saturday night. Do you think Inter Miami are going to sign Rodrigo de Paul? Lots of stuff to talk about. When will Messi re-sign his contract for Inter Miami? Let us know what you think. We will be back with game previews, post-matches, lots of exciting content and news. As always, make sure you are following us on social media, on X at Messi & Co. On YouTube, subscribe to this channel, 5 Reasons Football, where we will be continuing to put out great content. And we hope you enjoy the rest of your Monday and the rest of your week. So for this episode of Messi & Co., I'm Ashley, that is Gian, that is Matt, and we will see you next time.
Ciao.
Monday's a new...
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.